This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. Previously, we had completed the discussion on the life of Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and our mother Hawa radiyallahu anha. And we spoke about their descension from Jannah to earth, how they sought repentance from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and how they were forgiven. But now that they had come to earth, their human senses and their human needs were activated, and they now started to lead lives of humans on earth. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had to work the farm, he had to sow the seeds, he had to do what farmers do in order to be able to provide food for himself and his family. And we mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala started to bless them with children. And they used to have twins at a time. And each set of twins would have one male and one female offspring. And in order for the procreation to start and for the human race to commence, the male from the one set would marry the female of the other set. Now, this brings us to the point of the discussion where we talk about the famous story of Habil and Qabil. As the Quran makes mention of in the sixth, the Jews of the Quran Kareem, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not take or make mention of their names per se, but Allah makes reference to it. وَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ أَبْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. Tell them, meaning O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them the story of the two sons of Adam truthfully. So there are other versions of the story. In the Bible they talk about Abel and Cain, and there are other narrations, but Allah is saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say it to the people exactly how it happened. As Allah is telling it to you, say it to them. Now in a nutshell, we know the story that Habil was supposed to marry Qabil's sister. Because Habil was from the other set of twins and Qabil was from the previous set of twins. But the sister that was born in one womb with Qabil was more pretty. She was more beautiful. So Qabil did not want to follow the principle now. He did not want to marry Habil's sister. He wanted to marry his own sister, the girl that was born as his twin, because he felt she was prettier and she was more beautiful. And Habil said, look, this is the system of Allah. I have to marry your sister and you have to marry my sister. Although in reality, they were all brothers and sisters, but that is how the human race commenced. And in order to put a conclusion to this dispute, because Qabil was just not backing down. He just didn't want to understand reason. He was not even listening to his father, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So in those days, in order to be able to ascertain who was right and who was wrong, you had to offer a sacrifice. So you slaughter an animal and you offer the sacrifice, and a fire would come from the heavens and consume the sacrifice that was accepted in the court of Allah. Even the Qurbani, the Udhiyah in those days, they never had the luxury that you and I have, where you can slaughter an animal and after that you can take benefit from that animal, meaning that you can eat from that animal. They never had that benefit. As per the verse that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. So they both offered a sacrifice. Now what happened? Habil, being the more Allah conscious, being the more pious of the two, he brought the best animal that he could afford. And he sacrificed it for the pleasure of Allah and he laid it down. Qabil, it is mentioned in the other narrations, he brought an inferior animal. Some narrations say he didn't even bring an animal. He brought some crops and he put it down as his sacrifice. And now they waited, and from the unseen, from the heavens, a fire came and consumed the sacrifice of Habil, indicating that he was in the right. But you see, when a human is determined to fulfill his desires, then nothing can stop him. So his father Adam alayhi salam could not stop him. The indication that came from Allah could not stop him. So what did he do now? He said to Habil, listen, you are now the obstacle between me and what I want. I want to marry that woman. Even though you are the one who's eligible to marry her, I want to marry her. So he said, لَأَقْتُلَنَّكْ. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Up to this particular point, there was no murder that was committed on planet Earth by a human. So Habil tried to explain to him and reason with him, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Don't get angry with me that your sacrifice was not accepted and mine was. Allah looks at that person who is on the right. And I'm on the right here because I'm supposed to be marrying your sister and you're supposed to be marrying my sister. Now, Habil took the moral high ground. He said, لَإِن بَسَدْتَ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقْتُلَكَ. If you want to kill me, go ahead. But I'm not going to do what you want to do. Don't think that I'm going to stoop to your level and I'm going to try and kill you. And say, well, before he gets to me, let me get to him. No, you do what you feel you need to do. I am going to do what I know Allah wants me to do. Inni akhafu Allah rabbal alameen. I fear Allah. Fatawwa'at lahu nafsuhu qatla akhi. Allah says, you see, the nafs has this amazing ability to justify anything. You can meet the most hardened criminal and very few of them are willing to acknowledge that they did wrong without any excuse. Even if they acknowledge that they did wrong, they try and create some sort of justification. That's the nature of the nafs. So the nafs created for him an excuse as a justification as to why it was correct for him to kill his brother Habil. فَقَتَلَهُ. So he killed him. فَأَصْبَحَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And he became from the losers. Not only was he guilty of murder, he now will share the equivalent sin of every murder that will be committed up to the day of Qiyamah. Because he initiated this practice on planet Earth. And that's why there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ سَنَّ سُنَّةً حَسَنًا. If you start off a good action and people follow you, you get the equivalent reward even after you are long gone. But if you start off an evil action and people do it, emulating you, following you in your footsteps, then even after you're long gone, you still get the equivalent sin. And this is what happened to Qabil. He wanted what he wanted. That is what a person's desire does. Now he killed his brother Habil. He didn't know what to do with the body. Because no one had died from the time Adam and Hawa came down from the heavens. So Allah says, فَبَعَثَ اللَّهُ غُرَابًا يَبْحَثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيُرِيَهُ كَيْفَ يُوَارِي سَوْءَةَ أَخِيهِ. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent a crow from the heavens. And the crow came, or rather it was from the earth, the crow came, and the crow started picking into the ground, you know, with its beak, digging into the ground. And that is when he got the idea that, okay, I should dig into the ground, I should make a grave, and I should place the body into the grave. So that was the first murder that was committed in the history of humanity, and it was also the first human that was buried, the first human that was put into the soil and put into the grave. Now there is still more details to the story, inshallah. We will continue in the coming days. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.